The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London, and we're going to be talking about this forever and a day, I guess. But today, child refugees. Adam?
Yes, and David Cameron has bowed to pressure, not that he's admitting it, but he has agreed that the UK will take in unaccompanied, abandoned or orphaned Syrian refugee children from within Europe. For months, basically, our Prime Minister has said, no, we don't want to encourage illegal migration, we don't want to encourage human traffickers, but it looked like he was going to lose a parliamentary vote, so he's basically made a U-turn. No specifics about numbers exactly when, but it does mean sanctuary for some of these Syrian children, at least. Yeah. And I have to say, it follows an extraordinary plea for compassion from, amongst others, Sir Eric Reich, who at the age of 4 escaped the Nazis to Britain in the famous Kinder transport. So he came to Britain as an unaccompanied child refugee, and he made a very good point.
Terrible, terrible stuff. This is awful, this business. You explain the background to this West couple and then what's followed.
Yeah, well, police are currently excavating the former home of a paedophile couple who've been jailed. They were jailed at the end of last year. So police are digging at this house in Devon, a house that was owned by a couple called David and Pauline Williams, who, it turns out, were certainly acquaintances and may well have been friends of the serial killers Fred and Rose West.
Yes.
Fred and Rose West tortured, raped and...
Yeah, that's where they kept on digging up the backyard and finding bodies, didn't they, under the floorboards and so on.
That's it, yes, in Gloucester for a long time. And,
yeah.
And including Fred West's own daughter was one of the bodies they found buried under concrete in the back. And so the idea that, therefore, the Williams are associated with the Wests, of course, is disturbing at best. I mean, it really could be grisly, but at this stage, as you can imagine, there's a police cordon and we don't know too much more.
Mm. All right, terrible story. Thank you very much, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.